Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
The holidays are upon us. A time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious. So let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers here at the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, I am always delighted to welcome back to the program the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. It is an absolute delight, as always, to have you here.
You're such a good man, Sam. We have such a good time over these years. I appreciate being invited back. Oscar always loved it, too.
Well, thank you, and I'm so glad. You are glowing, which means that your health is in much better shape.
My health is absolutely perfect. This isn't wood, but I'm going to knock on it anyway. What great care I had right here in Las Vegas, so I really have been very lucky.
Well, we're thrilled.
A lot of prayers. A lot of people were out there wherever I went, Smith's Food King, wherever I was. It was always just we're praying, and I thank everybody for that.
Well, politics aside, people love you, and they love Oscar, and that's wonderful. All right, let's jump into topics here. The first thing I wanted to ask you about was the homeless situation, but even before that, let's talk about the response of presidential candidates to the stories coming out of Las Vegas.
Amazing to me and sad, a little bit of reflection of politics today, no matter what your affiliation is. I happen to be nonpartisan and purposefully, obviously. But for them to go ahead and comment on this with not one call to the city hall, not one phone call, not one inquiry, what are you doing, why are you doing, just pontificating about how horrible it is to criminalize the homeless or whatever they said. I just thought it was absolutely ignorant on each of their parts and really caused me to really think about what's happened to the political arena today. Very sad.
Lack of knowledge, lack of civility.
Without question to me. I mean, it's all about, as people run for the highest office in the land, you want people who are sensitive, listen, intelligent, and really care about the people, all the people, the homeless as well. And so to go ahead and make these comments without any sense of why.
Well, let's talk about this, because I've talked on the program about my travels to the Bay Area over the last few years, and it's getting worse and worse. Berkeley Marina, which is a lovely area, you come off the freeway, the homeless encampment is getting larger and larger.
Yes.
Oakland, Jack London Square, it's just horrendous. Yeah. Go to Market Street in that area in San Francisco, and you have actually taken the plunge along with other cities around the West to do something about it. So explain what you're trying to do and what the pushback has been.
Well, exactly what you said. The examples in other cities in the Ninth Circuit, which are pretty much the Western states. If you go to Seattle, Portland, certainly the Bay Area, Los Angeles with the Skid Row there, one visit there, and it's just, oh my. And then San Diego also caught in it, and then Phoenix, everywhere. It's just, it's a sadness that's around the country. But personally, because Oscar was mayor for 12 years, and now I'm into my ninth, all the while he was mayor, he used to open up city council and invite the homeless in, have the full social service groups there to help out, would invite them to council and to get the services and get started on regaining their lives. Nobody came. I mean, he did it again and again and again. And of course, the homeless people became more encamped and more visible and more interactive with our tourists, our residents, everybody. And it became a great concern to him. And then, of course, as I became mayor, watched the same thing. And it just was about 2 months ago. In the middle of the night, I thought, my gosh, it's been 20 years, and we've done nothing but have meetings, getting groups together, having round tables, having discussions with books and binders filled with all the results of all the meetings, and still nothing. And I said, that's it. Time for us to get started. Obviously, can't possibly be the solution because every state in the country and every city is experiencing issues. And who's the population that comprises the homeless population? And then as many are in each area, the issues are as individual as the number of people. And they have to be treated comprehensively, one as well as one by one to deal with it. And so what came up with, I met with the city manager, our lead city attorney, and law enforcement for the first meeting. And I said, that's it, no more. You will look around everything that's happening. We need to get started. And it will be flawed, but from every flaw we will learn and we'll fix. And so here came the ordinance.
All right, and were you surprised by the pushback?
You know, when you say the pushback, I love it, first of all, because if you took the positive side, you cannot believe it. Wherever I go, even just walking in the streets, the support is overwhelming. Thank you, Mayor. We have just been waiting for somebody to get started with this because we have a component or two components of the homeless population that really can't take care of themselves and they need help. And then for the others, we really want to see something being done and make them feel part of the community and come back to life. And so it hasn't been negative, but as you know, in everything that goes on in the world, who are the people you hear from, the complainers? And as each one of them would come forward at city council during the public comment, and we don't generally make any comment in public comment, I want to say to them, time out. Could you tell me what you've been doing to help the problem instead of all the complaints? And as you know, there's been this enormous effort over the past 10 years to place abandoned animals in homes. Adopt a cat, adopt a dog, adopt. And I thought, wouldn't that be sort of neat if everybody would adopt a homeless person? I think if that happened, they would begin to understand the issues with which we are dealing every single day. And of course, in Nevada, we rely so heavily on our visitors and tourists, conventioners. You find that as it grows, and if we should get to the point of an LA or a Bay Area, they're not gonna come. And people aren't gonna invest. And we rely on both those for our tax dollar supports for all that we do. So it's a very, very complicated and yet personal issue. I have such a strong feeling for each of these people whose lives have gotten caught in a web of whatever it's been. It's really, it's very, very sad. And yet the country and each state has dropped the ball on the part of the population that can't take care of themselves, those that are severely mentally ill, and those that, for whatever reason, are severely drug and alcohol addicted. Those are the ones, when we reach their families, won't take them back because they've already been abused themselves. And so that component, those two pieces of the homeless population, those are the ones that probably, when we get to the February point, and if they won't go in, and if there's a bed available, will spend time incarcerated. They probably don't have any money, but if they do, that isn't the purpose of it all. And so they'll be incarcerated, and for those who are drug alcohol addicted, when you're incarcerated, there are no drugs available. And the hope is that if they spend time in drug and get detoxed, that they'll come to a point of choice making, able choice making. Oh my gosh, what have I done with my life? Whatever the reason, whatever the cause. And now I want to get help. I'm clean. And it's a very tough road for those who've had the highs from the drugs, not to relapse, but one day at a time with good support and caring people that we have who are involved in this entire effort. There is hope. There's real hope, and there are successes.
So from a financial point of view, does the city have the resources to do what it needs to be able to do? Does the county have the input that you wish them to have?
First of all, the county commission chair, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, is the most dedicated, hardworking, caring, involved human being. And she and I have a wonderful relationship, but she is really, the county is a much bigger piece. And for what they're able to do and how they do it, I'm not involved on a day-to-day basis. I know the city. And so my hope is that we will see a lot more private involvement. The city can't do it all. We have property taxes, a piece of the room tax that we get, and sales, a piece of the sales tax, other little entertainment tax or whatever. But that's a very set financial bucket that we have allocated to so many things. Safety always is first, health care. I mean, there are just so many commitments that we have. We desperately need the private involvement and the generosity, and we do now have this Mayor's Fund for Life, which really we've seen support in different ways. There are a lot of different choices one can make in giving to it, but we do have a component for the homeless and our courtyard and the corridor of hope.
Do you have concerns about the Supreme Court and what ruling they may come down with because of the Idaho case?
Well, my hope is, because we've been so careful how we have worded the ordinance and how we are proceeding with it, that, and because of the Ninth Circuit, one of 11 circuits, the issues aren't as strong and as bad as they are in the Ninth Circuit when you take an evaluation and look at what's happening. So many of the cities, 104, I believe, have the same type of ordinance, and they're working. It works. So we're copying, but none of them in the Ninth Circuit. So my hope is, as we have new leadership in the Ninth Circuit, that they'll take another look at this. They have to understand it, much as the politicians need to understand what we're doing. And so we're responsible for us. We're not responsible for others. But we hope this is a model that can be replicated throughout Southern Nevada, and that's what we're trying to create. Not only a very compassionate and humanitarian way of handling this, but also one that has a good model, a good business model that you can go ahead and set up elsewhere.
Has Reno interacted with you on this at this point to find out what you're doing?
Well, not in the sense, and I love Mayor Sheehy. She's fabulous, and I think the council up there and everybody in Nevada, but no, because you really need to be hands-on, and that's the type of mayor I am, not that Mayor Sheehy isn't, but it is, you have to live, eat, breathe, sleep it, and hold on to it all the time. And so it's very time consuming to do it just in Las Vegas than to be elsewhere in the county. And my hope is that, you know, as we create the model, they'll copy it, but make it work better for their community.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more on Las Vegas with Mayor Goodman after this timeout.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. A couple of projects going on in downtown Las Vegas are very exciting. First of all, Circa, Derek Stevens project, which has got to be the first new hotel in downtown Las Vegas.
Since the Union Plaza in 1971.
Wow.
Which we attended, Oscar and I were there, and I remember where the restaurant now sits called Oscar's. That was the swimming pool. But we are so excited. Greg and Derek are phenomenal, what they've done with the properties that they have already. But this, I think it's 439 feet up into the sky. It's 777 rooms that they're adding, and the most enormous, unique sports book, because Derek loves to gamble.
Well, and it just seems that Las Vegas, the city itself, is on fire right now.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond being, you know, associated with Strip, it used to be that it was a one-off. From visiting the Strip, you go to downtown and see the Fremont Street Experience.
Right.
But downtown Las Vegas,
we're
since
alive.
Tony Hsieh came along.
Tony Hsieh really sparked it. And, you know, it really is very... It's comprehensive, but it's very millennial driven in the first part. You know, out in the Strip, which is so wonderful, and obviously the main bed of life for Nevada as far as funding and everything. You have to walk a lot to get from hotel to hotel.
True.
Downtown, everything's just one thing right after another. And so it's just electrifying. You know, I think this is the sixth year in a row that the downtown percentage gaming gain has led the state. And that's all reflective of how exciting it is downtown and the investments, to say nothing of, obviously, we're moving ahead with the medical district and the UNLV Medical School. Thank you, Governor Sisolak. We just saw that the funding came through on that, on the building, the medical school building. So it's just so exciting. But Derek, and you look at the Boyd Group is adding a tower, CIM, which was the old Lady Luck, now the Grand. They're completing, goodness, over 350 rooms there. I'm sure they're going to keep expanding CIM. And then we have the Boyd Group also is going to retrofit and make boutique suites out of the Fremont, which has been the same forever and ever and ever. And it's just, it's very exciting, a lot of investment. We have a junior rodeo right now. The rodeo's in town, and of course we have a competition put on by the Plaza at their new core arena downtown, and they're going to have this junior competition, which I think is so exciting. They've had car races and everything. I mean, it's become a place that's just always got something on. And we've got the Fremont Canopy, which has just been renovated to turn the switch fully on New Year's Eve this year. We've got, 11 bands on all four stages going, but that canopy is brand new. It's the largest video interactive LED screen in the world. And so it runs 24/7 and is very easy to enjoy no matter which end you're at.
Well, the Goodman family, you know, Oscar and yourself, can really take pride in, you know, Oscar and yours original dreams when he became mayor, and that you've been able to carry on and now coming to fruition in a way that, you know, a lot of skeptics wouldn't have thought possible.
Well, and you know, he passed the gavel to me right in the depths of the recession. He said, here, do it.
Well, you know, he's a very smart guy.
But, you know, it's so exciting. And you look at, you know, we've become a cultural center for the state with the Symphony Park.
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about that real quick, okay? We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both. But more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. You were going to talk about what's going on with the arts. You know, the Nevada
and
Museum.
Symphony Park. Yeah. Oh my goodness, we're just so excited because the World Market Center has this 350,000 square foot convention center they're building. We have an AC Marriott hotel with over 300 rooms. That's a top of the line hotel, no gaming. We have already are under construction with Southern Land and Aspen Heights on mixed use apartments and retail. And then of course we still have the most magnificent symphony, the Smith Center for Performing Arts with the Discovery Museum.
Are you getting close to a location for the Museum of Art?
Well, they had an opportunity to take a piece of property on Symphony Park. We're looking to bring in the National Atomic Testing Museum into that piece of property, because what we're trying to do with the Neon Museum, the Mob Museum, and the Atomic Testing Museum is make a compilation of historic Nevada, Southern Nevada museums together. And they're trying to find the right piece of property for what they want to build. They're sort of building something new. We're sort of preserving the historic piece. I'm very confident they'll be very successful, though. But we have new garages. I mean, it's just every day. I hate sleeping because it's so exciting. Every day, new people coming in from around the world to invest in the downtown, which is, as you know, the center of government and the center of culture. We're sitting in the Smith Center. And people are just, they know Las Vegas. The word words Las Vegas says something. It says excitement and innovation. Plus, we have the International Innovation Center, which
you know,
we didn't even talk about.
If I could just get you to open up and talk, it would be so much better. Mary Goodman, it's always a joy to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I hope we'll be able to get together next time I come down to Las Vegas.
I can't wait for it.
Thank
please.
You. And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.